Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report, now a podcast. We appreciate those of you listening on AM radio, and we also appreciate WPTL, and we also appreciate those who have just pulled the podcast off of our webpage. I am Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools, and I'm your host for the program today. Today we're going to talk a little bit about Bethel Elementary School, one of our fine nine elementary schools. My very special guest on the program is the new principal at Bethel Elementary School, Kim Shipman. Ms. Shipman, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Nolte. I'm excited to be here.
I appreciate you being on with me today. We want to take a little bit of time to just introduce people to you who may not know you, and a lot of folks do. And then talk a little bit about, you know, what you've done and talk a little bit about Bethel. I have known you for several years now as we've both worked in the school system in various roles. Most recently, you know, when you were at Waynesville Middle and Riverbend before that. But just in case there's a listener who does not know you, tell folks just a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I am a native of Haywood County. I have lived in Haywood County all of my life. I attended elementary school at Rock Hill Elementary School, which is now Jonathan Valley. And then I moved on to Waynesville Middle School, and I graduated from Tuscola High School. I received my undergraduate degree in elementary education at Western Carolina University. And then I received my graduate degree in school administration through Gardner Webb University. And just a little bit about my past experiences within the school system. I began teaching at North Canton in 1995, and I was at North Canton for 5 years. And while I was there, I taught first grade and second grade, and also pre-kindergarten while at North Canton. And then I transferred a little closer back to my home. I transferred to Riverbend Elementary, and I was at Riverbend for 13 years. And while at Riverbend, I taught first and second grades, and also kindergarten for many years. And then I became the lead teacher, and I was the lead teacher at Riverbend for 6 years. And then this year was my first year at Waynesville Middle School, and I have served there as the assistant principal for sixth grade.
Yeah. So. Well, and you're certainly prepared, and we know that, and that's why we were so pleased that Dr. Garrett recommended you to the board and they approved you. One of the things that maybe we can talk about for just a second is through all those experiences, there's some things that you do that really sort of get you ready to be a principal. And so you can't talk about everything, you know, in a short podcast, but if there's a thing or two maybe that you can mention that probably you did at Riverbend or Waynesville Middle that prepared you for the job you're going into.
Sure. Well, while I was serving as the lead teacher at Riverbend, I was the curriculum coordinator and also testing coordinator, and I was very involved and instrumental in the school improvement plan at Riverbend, and had many great opportunities in leadership roles at Riverbend. And then at Waynesville Middle School, I've had great learning experiences in dealing with the students and the staff and the parents at Waynesville Middle School. I have worked with the EC department this year and have learned a lot about EC and working with those teachers. So I've had, I think, a well-rounded experience.
Very well-rounded. I've changed jobs a few times, and I know that's sort of an awkward feeling, you know, when you're going from one place to the other and you're finishing up duties at the old place, but you're beginning to transition to the new place. Can you talk to our listeners a little bit about some of the things you've done to transition from assistant principal at Waynesville Middle to being the principal at Bethel?
Yes. Well, I just found out last Monday that I was going to be the new principal at Bethel Elementary, so the time has been kind of short for transition activities, but I have been out to Bethel Elementary School twice, and I have talked with Miss Barker, and she took me on a tour of the school, and we went from classroom to classroom so that I could introduce myself to all of the teachers, the faculty and the staff there. And then I met with the school improvement team today, and we've already planned another school improvement team meeting for over the summer. So those are some of the things that I have done so far, but I'm looking for opportunities also to sit down and talk with staff members further. I have a meeting planned to sit down with Ms. Barker next week and talk with her, but also I'm thinking about a meet and greet so that I can actually meet parents and meet the community more.
And that's always a good thing to do. I know I worked out there 7 years, and it's a great community, and they'll want to know you, and you'll want to know them too, so that's probably a really good idea.
Right.
I know it's early on, but as you talk with Mrs. Barker and some of the staff members, are there some things at Bethel that you maybe want to tell us that might be a focus for the future?
Yes, yes. I have talked with Ms. Barker about the initiatives that the school is implementing currently, and one of the initiatives that the teachers are really diving into right now is the reading workshop, and they have sent several teachers to New York, to Columbia University, to learn more about the reading workshop and receive more extensive training in that. And that's something that I want to continue for sure in the reading workshop efforts at that school. And then with talking with Ms. Barker, and then, you know, talking with the school improvement team some as well, something that they may be interested in doing is working more with their writing at that school and strengthening that, because we know that with the reading comprehension, one of the things that's really hard is that writing component. When students write about what they read, that's kind of a hard piece, and so that's something that I'm thinking about and that the staff is thinking about as well, as something that they may want to learn more about.
Right. And that staff is like the staff you worked on at Riverbend. They pick hard stuff and seem to get it done.
Right. They do.
We've got just a couple minutes left, really maybe even less than that. Is there anything else that you just want to add before we finish the program?
Well, I just want to say that I'm so thankful for this opportunity to go to Bethel Elementary and work with such a high-performing staff who they really have high expectations of themselves, and they have high expectations of their students, and I just appreciate so much the work that Mrs. Barker has done for the past 15 years with that staff, and I just plan to join them in their efforts and continue that high performance.
Well, Mrs. Shipman, I thank you for being on the program today. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools report/podcast. I'm training myself to say podcast. And as always, listeners, have a safe day and a great day.